Welcome to Shom Arshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Har B'Yakov Shom, Le'ab Asi Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagig Odav Vov. And it's always Gishmak when we can connect the Daf Yoimi to the Parshas HaShavua. And here in the Daf, we're speaking about specifically the ending of the Parsha, Parsha Kisiso. Because the Gemara says over here in Amud Beis, in the Shita Rebbe Akiva, that says the Korban Tomid was covered in the Midbar. Says the Gemara, but there's a pasuk that says, "Hazvochim umincho higashtem li b'midbar aboyim shana." 40 years, Am Yisrael did not bring korbanos, and Rashi explains the reason they didn't bring korbanos because nizufim hayu. They were had a nizifa. They did a chait, and therefore they didn't bring korbanos. Says the Gemara, the ones who brought the korbanos is Shiftei Shelevi Shloy Ovdu Avodazar. Shevet Levi are the ones who brought korban atomit. It wasn't Am Yisrael as a whole. Because Shevet Levi did not worship Avodah Zarah. So here in our Gemara is Mashma clearly that the chait that Am Yisrael did, that therefore they couldn't be korbanos, that therefore they were nizufim, was chait ha'egel. Because the Gemara said Shevet Levi did not participate in the chait of Avodah Zarah. Which Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is chait ha'egel. So says the Rashash, you see from here in our Gemara that the nizifa of Am Yisrael was because of chait ha'egel. And from here you have a raya to Rashi. Because the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph says that Am Yisrael were Nezufim in the Midbar, and therefore they didn't have Ruach Tzvainis, they didn't have the northern wind, and they couldn't do a Bris Mila. So Rashi and Tais argue over there, what was the Nezifa of Am Yisrael? What made Am Yisrael to be Nezufim? Rashi says it was because Chet HaEgel. Says Tais over there, but Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Salachti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel them, because he was building the Mishkan. We know Mishkan Eidus, Eidus leYisrael shekiper lahem on Ma'aseh Egel. The reason we have the Mishkan is because Baruch Hu's mechaper on Ma'aseh Egel. So why is Am Yisrael nezufim? So therefore Tais argues and says that what the Gemara is speaking about over there is chet ha'meraglim. Am Yisrael and nezufim not because of chet ha'egel that happened in Parsha Kisiso, but because of chet ha'meraglim that happened a year later in Parsha Shlach. Says the Rashash, you see in our Gemara like Rashi that the Gemara specifically speaks about chet Avodah Zarah. And that was the reason for the Zufim. So from our Gemara, L'chur is a raya against Tosis. In addition, the Rashash asks, that Tosis there in Yevama says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Salachti to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if you look at Chumash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not say Salachti, only by Chet HaMiraglim. That's what it says, Salach Kidvorecho. The word Salachti doesn't appear in Parsha Kisiso at all. It does not appear in Gabi Chet HaMiragel. So what does Tosis mean that there was Salachti by Chet HaEgel? But L'chura, also the sheet of Rashi is hard to understand. Because we have Gemaras and Rashi himself. The Gemara in the end of Tainis tells us, L'gabi the sugi of Tubov. One of the reasons we have a Simcha Tubov is because the Mesi Midbar stopped dying. And the Gemara there says, Ad shele kolu Mesi Midbar lo haya dibur im Moshe. Until Mesi Midbar did not stop dying, because Moshe did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenema veika she tamu kol anshem milchomo lamus, v'ayidaber Hashem elai, elai ya dibur. So when Mesi Midbar stopped dying, then the Dibur came back to Moshe, meaning during the time that Am Yisrael were dying in the Midbar, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not have the Dibur with Moshe Rabbeinu. What are the years that Mesi Midbar died? Mesi Midbar started dying only from Chet HaMiraglim, not from Chet HaEgel. That's when Am Yisrael's time started dying in the Midbar. And the Gemara Chura says that only then was in the Zifon, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rashi in Chumash Dir in Dvarim Perek Bei says it clearly. He says, "Vaydaber Hashem elai, avu mishiluach ha'miraglim at kan loy ne'emar pashasu vaydaber ela vayomer." Doesn't say the word vaydaber. Lelamet shekol shloishim shmoi neshana shayusol nezufim lo yisach yachadim ha'dibur. So Rashi says clearly, from Chet ha'miraglim on, Am Yisrael were nezufim, and Kadosh Baruch Hu did not speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's based on the Gemara and Tainis Gemara brought down also in Bava Basra. If so, L'chur, we see clearly that the Nezifa of Am Yisrael started from Chet HaMiraglim, not Chet HaEgel. So how do we reconcile all these Gemaras and Rashi and Tosis together? But L'chur, the answer is, it's wrote down already in the Rishonim and Chumash, that Chet HaEgel really was finished and concluded with Chet HaMiraglim. As the Sforno says on the Pasuk in Parsha Kisiso, Shmuel says, "Uviyom pokti upakati alem chatosom." Rashi says that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pre-reya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Am Yisrael, so there's a little bit of Chet HaEgel over there. The Sforno adds that we're talking about Chet HaMiraglim. When Am Yisrael punished for Chet HaMiraglim, then they got punished also for Chet HaEgel. And to add to this, the Chizkuni in Parashas Shlach says, on the pasuk that says, Vayomer Hashem solachti kidvarecho, says the Chizkuni is now referring to Chet HaMeraglim, that we talk about Parashas Shlach. But the Chizkuni says, solachti kidvarecho, pam achas v'maisa egil v'taiti lehem, aval echsho achshav loy eslach lehem. Solachti kidvarecho, I already give slicho like you asked already. That I did once. I'm not doing it again. Meaning, in a sense, except what Am Yisrael lost in Chet HaEgel, because Baruch Hu gave Am Yisrael another warning. If there will be another Chet, then you will get the full ramifications of Chet HaEgel. You will get Chet HaEgel when you do Chet HaMeraglim. And this makes really works with our calendar year. We know we have Yud Zayin B'Tammuz and we have Tisha B'Av. Shiva Asar B'Tammuz is when there was Chet HaEgel. Tisha B'Av was one when there was Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaEgel leads to Chet HaMeraglim, like Shiva Asar B'Tammuz leads to Churban Beis Hamikdash and Tisha B'Av. It's one sequence of events. It goes together. It's one mahalach of a Churban that goes from Chet HaEgel to Chet HaMeraglim. And then it's Siva over here in the Miriam Masada adds in Mamish in a short sentence. He says, Mimele, that's the pshat like this. Am Yisrael that were Chet and Chet HaEgel. So when they did Chet HaMeraglim, they were Nezufim for the rest of the years of the Midbar. Shevet Levi didn't do Chet HaEgel, they were not Nezufim. And Mimele, all the questions are answered. Chet HaEgel alone does not do Nezifo. And Chet HaMeraglim alone doesn't do Nezifo. You need both. So Mimele, you have Chet HaEgel that leads to Chet HaMeraglim, and that's where Am Yisrael are Nezufim from Chet HaMeraglim onward. So our Gemara that says that starts with Chet HaEgel and the Gemara in Tainis that said that starts with Chet HaMeraglim go together. Chet HaEgel let the Nezifa that start in Chet HaMeraglim. Anyone want to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com. The Slicha was in Chet HaEgel. Without Chet HaMeraglim, you don't have the Nezifa of Chet HaMeraglim.